and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Cures or Healings?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And after getting into a boat, Jesus crossed the sea and came to his own town. And just then, some people were carrying a paralyzed man lying on a bed. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Then some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has an authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Stand up, take your bed, and go to your home." And he stood up and went to his home. When the crowd saw it, they were filled with awe, and they glorified God, who had given such authority to human beings. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we have such a dramatic story of a very lucky fellow who was cured by Jesus. We recall that in ancient days, Jesus had to contend with a common faulty notion of God. Many believed that when pain and suffering happened, when people were born blind, when men, women, and children suffered life-threatening illnesses or paralysis, that it was a punishment by God for their sinfulness or the sinfulness of their parents. This is why in this story, Jesus' first interaction with this unfortunate, paralyzed man was to assure him that his sins were forgiven. But as what happened so often in Jesus' public ministry, the deniers around him started the typical grumbling to try to discredit him. "Who does he think he is to forgive sins? Only God can do that." Jesus' comeback was brilliant. He says, "What is easier, to forgive sins or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But to prove I have the power to forgive, I say, 'Rise, young man.'" And he did. Not only was this man cured, but he picked up his mat and walked away. He went home. So many families would like to see this happen to their loved ones that are confined to wheelchairs or cannot move a muscle due to an illness or an accident. I have to admit, I have never seen anyone be cured in this dramatic way. Probably you have not either. I recently observed a brave, paralyzed young man in a wheelchair and watched him painfully struggle to use a fork to pick up a tiny piece of food on his plate. Why does Jesus not give him the power to stand up? These are normal questions. What I do know is that with the prayers and support of the community, this particular family has been able to rise above these tremendous difficulties. It was clear to me that while a cure had not happened, deep, deep healing in that family had. It was evident in their courage, their love, their care, their continued hope. Not once did I observe pity, nor hear them say, "Why is God doing this to us?" Their faith allowed them to not ever hitch the blame on God. Jesus helped them to not let this situation of the paralysis of their son paralyze them in their relationships. As we evolve as a human family, there are brilliant medical researchers that are making it possible for people to walk again who have lost that ability. We think of stem cell research, for example. Where do these good ideas and brilliant solutions come from? This is the work of Jesus in our midst. It is how Jesus is curing today. It is our job to continue to highlight the real work of Jesus actually curing and healing today through the work of the human community, through the loving support we can offer one another in times of trouble, and through our deep ability to maintain hope in the face of all the adversities that may come our way. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. God bless.